KQED.
And now from a counterculture in San Francisco to one on the edge of Death Valley, Darwin in Inyo County. Chances are some of the 36 or so people who live in this almost ghost town will see you coming way before you see them. Your tires will kick up 5 miles of dust along the single washboard road that drops into town from the highway.
There's a stop sign at an intersection where paved road seems to end. I have a feeling there's a bunch of eyes peeking at me from behind the curtains of old fallen down houses.
That's 75-year-old writer and artist Kathy Goss reading from her new book, Darwin Diaries. Darwin is what she calls Darwin.
So I turn around, drive back out of town, and that's the end of my first visit to Darwin.
Kathy emailed us a couple months back after hearing a story about Joshua Tree that brought the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas close to Darwin. Next time, she said, why not stop and pay a visit? So Stephen did.
Kathy Goss now lives in that little house at the intersection she describes in her Darwin Diaries. The book is part desert noir, part semi-fictional memoir, written in Darwinish, a desert patois she invented.
I wanted to create the feeling of a desert rat kind of lingo, and it sort of shows the way that the narrator in the book, who bears a strong resemblance to me, has become countrified.
Goss arrived from the big city, San Francisco, about 25 years ago.
And I ended up buying the house that I'm now living in for $18,500. This I inherited from my music partner, Michael. This is a berimbau.
Beside the house is a large geodesic dome that's used as a jam room.
It's used in Capoeira in Brazil.
Some people in Darwin prefer to stay off radar. When the occasional reporter or film crew barrels into town, they pull the shades down farther. There was a short film made not too long ago that delved into the lurid lives of a few locals. Didn't go over too well. Goss's book is a little more buoyant, but she doesn't skip past the shadows either.
Everybody's pretty much poverty line, or if they got more, they don't go bragging around about it. Some do drugs or drunk theirself to death. Some are very civic-minded, always organizing projects, doing good deeds. Paradise or something else, you can go ahead and decide for yourself. Welcome to Darwin.
So Rose just set this up recently.
A short walk from Kathy Goss's house is one of the few places open to strangers.
She does have the gong here. You go like that and she's supposed to come out.
It's the home of sculptor Jim Hunnelt and his partner Rose. She runs a little folk art store on the property. A few of Jim's sleek abstract sculptures are scattered outside. Some of his pieces can fetch tens of thousands of dollars at a gallery on the coast.
Mm-hmm. What keeps you out here?
Freedom, just to do what you want. There's, what, 35 people
right,
now?
Right,
so you find kind of your kindred spirits amidst that.
Another Monterey Coast sculptor, Gordon Newell, moved here in the early 70s to escape the crowds in Cannery Row, where he had a studio. His presence is still felt 20 years after his death. His son Hal built a multi-level home in Darwin, partially embedded into the earth.
Some more of those sculptures up here.
On a slope above the home is what looks like a giant rusty umbrella, suspended in midair. It's the corrugated steel covering of a sculpture garden that Hal created as a tribute to his father. The shell is kept aloft with steel rods that are sunk deep into massive hunks of black dolomite.
There's 12 of them, one for each month. It's a nice, pleasant space to be in, and you wander around up here and you look at all the different sculptures through the different openings in the, between the rocks.
Hal doesn't advertise. It's not really the kind of thing one does in Darwin, but word's gotten round.
One lady, she was very puzzled. She couldn't figure out why I built this thing way out here in the middle of nowhere. I told her, well, this is where I live. Can't just go build it anywhere. It really baffled her. She was really confounded, you know.
One of Hal Newell's latest jobs is a massive granite tablet. Across the surface, spelled out in big black block letters, Darwin. It's a road marker. Kathy Goss says Newell worked on it with an Eagle Scout for a community service project.
So Hal used the pneumatic tools to chip away the rock, and the Eagle Scout and his scoutmaster worked on it, executing the actual lettering.
It'll be installed up on Highway 190, right where the unmarked road drops into town. It's causing some mixed feelings. It means people will find Darwin easier. So don't be too surprised if it feels like a real ghost town when you finally get to the place where paved road ends. It's nothing personal. It just means you finally arrived in Darwin. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Darwin.